Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Seven 7:39 on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Morning. 72 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103.
As promised, she is here and in the studio, Amanda Riggin with Hungry Heroes. She joins us. And as always, Amanda, boy, we just love having you in here. Your energy and just what you are continuing to do for our country. We are just so proud to know you and that you're from right here in Rock Hill.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's weird when you say country.
yeah, I know. You're seeing a lot of this beautiful country we call America these days. Hungry Heroes, of course, started out as just an observation. Tell us more about the backstory of Hungry Heroes.
So when Detective Mike Doty died and that situation happened, I was full-time at FedEx driving in Charlotte, and the Calvary Church where his service was is a stop of mine. And obviously it was national news, helicopters, all kind of news there, and I just saw a lot of police cars from all over the nation, Canada, New York, Texas, and I was just sitting at the stoplight and just started crying. Just seeing the brotherhood and how tight those guys, those women are too. I came home and as you see on Facebook, I grill a lot. And about 2 weeks later, after I kept praying, I opened the fridge one day and it was just like, feed them. I had so much leftover food and, you know, try not to waste it. But took my first Boston butt to the Rock Hill PD. And then it's grown from there.
So you were basically a weekend griller, right? I mean, you're not trained. You didn't go to school. You grill like a lot of us grill and just knew that you could do that and you wanted to do something. And then that has just truly ballooned and blossomed to where you are today.
Right. I just self-taught. I've always watched my dad grill, and I've always loved, like, the ribs. And I just love, like, the smell of the pit, the smoke. And my neighbors probably hate me. But
No.
Or love you.
Love you, Jesus.
Well, I walk around smelling like brisket, usually. Except this morning. Y'all called me out this morning.
The dogs. I know, right? You go running for a jog, and the dogs are, like, all following, and you wonder, what's up with that?
What's that perfume? It's brisket.
It's brisket. Yeah.
Fresh cooked.
It's wood fire goodness.
Yeah.
You should start your own line of
candles.
Perfume or
cologne. That would be cool.
Or candles. Oh, boy, Amanda, you can see what happens. You bring us on board. We'll get you set up.
That's right.
No, you do not need any help from us because you are truly a one-man band. And I know you do not like to take any kind of credit,
right.
But it's our chance to brag on you. But, boy, when there is hurt and sorrow among the law enforcement community or just a community in need, you don't wait, you go. And we saw that with Surfside, Florida. Talk a little bit about how that all came about.
I honestly didn't even know what happened. The week before, I took vacation and literally just like didn't want to be on my phone. And then when I got home, I had a call from our board member. He's in Texas. And he was like, you're going to go down to Surfside. And so then I learned of what happened. And literally, it was a guy thing. Because right when we hung up the phone, I got a phone call from a networking connection from Facebook anyway in Florida. And he was like, hey, can you help? Can you come down? And then 24 hours later, me and my dad were on a plane. And it wasn't a Hungry Hero feeding event. We actually partnered with another nonprofit down there. Mm-hmm. So we kind of collabed, and that was hard. That's the hardest thing I've ever seen. We actually were on scene. We set up the grills in front of the memorial. And it was just silence, except the generators and the machinery that's running. That was hard. I think my dad cried for days later, days, and I had never seen him cry like that. But it kind of hit you, like, once we left, that those people lost their lives in an instant. And I was talking to the fire chief, and he compared it. He said, this is our 9/11. This was our community. Mm-hmm. And so we had to evacuate on Sunday. That was the day that they demolished the rest of the building, and they were prepping for the hurricane that was potentially coming.
So you were able to stand at street level and see the other towers that were part of this condominium and then see the one that had collapsed. I mean, we saw it through the lens of a camera. You saw it through the height and just the sounds mm-hmm. and the visuals. How many people did you feed? I mean, talk me through what it was like to serve and just be there.
So we fed night shift mm-hmm. Because actually on scene at the command post, the community was awesome. There was pallets of Gatorades, waters, hot meals for the first shift, second shift, because they would work like 12, 14 hours on the pile of rubble at a time. So we went in at midnight and cooked for hours through the night and fed the night shift. But we did like Cuban sandwiches and hamburgers. We partnered with a restaurant down there in Florida, and they provided – basically they gave us half of their restaurant to prep and serve. So I've never had a Cuban sandwich.
I love this, though. Do you ever get intimidated when you are given, okay, this is what we're going to do, and mm-hmm. you're like, okay? I mean, does that ever give you anxiety?
Yeah, a little bit. I just tried to follow the lead because this wasn't my, you know, this wasn't my rodeo. Someone else had spearheaded it and put it together. But we were just there to have a helping hand, no matter if it's just boxing it up or making the salads or whatever it was. But like you said, on the street level, they have like a fence around the rubble with like tarps so you can't see. But it's so big, you can mm-hmm. see it anyway. Mm-hmm. And the, you know, I was talking to some of the rescue crew that was walking off in the middle of the night, and I didn't know this, but they were literally cleaning it up like 1 5-gallon bucket at a time. So they would put it in the buckets, pass it on, put it yeah. in the bucket and pass it on.
Wow. Which people were getting frustrated with that. They were like, well, can't you do it faster? Why can't you lift that? But if it was that tedious, yeah. there were a lot of people still missing that they had to be mindful of. But that just, I don't know, it takes me back to how we used to fight fires before we had fire, you know, yeah, equipment to do
buckets.
So. Yeah.
Bucket to bucket. We're speaking with Amanda Riggin with Hungry Heroes. She just returned back from Surfside, Florida, helping the folks there, first responders in the community. Amanda, you get home and you turn right back around and get on a plane to go help, what, veterans in Texas?
In Texas. That was planned.
Okay.
That was planned. So I was looking forward to that one. That was kind of actually like a fun thing. And I always explain to people that with the Surfside and with the manhunt here in Chester, and when things like that happen initially, it's grown so fast that, well, not fast, but it's grown to where the actual sheriffs and the chief of police call now and say, can you help, which is great, because Sheriff Dorsey called from Chester like at 10 o'clock at night on that first Tuesday and said, you know, like, we need help. And so for them to know that we will be there, whether it's pizzas or Substation 2 or whatever, we're going to be there.
This is your passion. And a 501c3, how do you have the funds to provide the food? I mean, food, of course, it's more expensive than it's been in a long, long time. Yeah. How do you fund Hungry Heroes?
It's all donations. So it's you get a tax ID number when you donate. We sell apparel that I love to design because I design what I like. But
I love that.
We sell apparel. We have donation button like on our website and social media. Some people donate actual things that we need as far as materials. Mm-hmm. From Sam's Club or even like gift cards. But yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you really rely on those that understand the importance of the work that you were mm-hmm. doing. Did you ever believe, like, you know, 4 years ago, fast forward, you know, they always ask that question, what are you going to be doing 5 years from now? Yeah. Did you ever think you would answer with this?
I didn't know. Seriously, it's funny when you say Boston butt because people laugh, but I didn't know that was going to change my life.
I know.
Like, I got a Traeger grill for Christmas, and that was in December, and then Mike Doty passed away in January. And so, like, I was, like, obsessed with my grill.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, literally a month later, I didn't know what I was doing, but I just started cooking. And
that's amazing.
Now, my dad's retired, so he's usually my right-hand man now when I travel. I was traveling by myself, so that's been a blessing. I'm just waiting on my mom to retire.
Yeah, well, you having attended events with Hungry Heroes, y'all know how to get it done. Mm-hmm. Talk about an assembly line. I mean, they just are great at just understanding and predicting what needs to happen when it needs to happen so that everything works together and everybody gets fed, which is a gift and a talent in itself. But are you continuing to expand your Traeger line? I mean, because there's a whole difference in cooking for one and cooking for 500.
Yeah, so I have six grills like in my backyard, and then we have two trailer grills that's like double barreled, so you can pull them behind your truck, and then we have the wrapped big trailer that we keep the other grill in. So that's been a help. Usually around the Carolinas, we pull the trailer. But then everybody always asks, well, like, how do you get your stuff to Texas or whatever?
Yeah.
But since I'm a Traeger Grill ambassador, I just call the dealer down there, the rep, and I'm like, hey, we're going to be at the PD tomorrow. And then they will most likely usually deliver a grill.
Oh,
and what
great.
About food?
Usually we can get it donated.
Okay.
A lot of, like, in Texas, the Chopping Block down there donated all the meat that we did. But for that, it was a fun thing. They flew in veterans to go offshore fishing, and we just kind of lit a helping hand on cooking their dinners.
You cooked the fish?
No.
But you caught a fish, right?
I caught one fish, but the days leading up to it and that hurricane that kind of came in kind of – But you know what? I didn't want to be out there long because I was afraid I was going to get seasick. I get car sick really easy, and I'm just like,
I'm good.
So we have found her one flaw in life. It's car sick.
Yes, it's car. That's why I fly. My dad's like, we can drive. And so we're booked, honestly, till November already. But I'm glad that I've stayed open a little bit because whenever tragedies happen, like, I'm still able to give back. And even if it's like when the tragedy happened in Boone and those officers passed, I called a barbecue place down there and a pizza place, and they delivered for me. So it's not always me, but the donations help us reach other places too.
Well, your reputation is quickly building across the country, and it's a good reputation to have for sure. If you want to be part of Hungry Heroes, again, she talked about the website, Amanda did, hungryheroesbbq.com.
Right.
And I'm on it right now, and boy, these products look great. So if you are looking for that hard-to-shop person and you want to, you know, give them something unique, boy, this sounds like a great idea, and you're helping out such a great cause. Amanda Riggins, her name, of course, everyone knows that. Amanda,
barbecues her game.
Yeah, nice. Look at that. Boy, we came up with perfume, cologne, candles, and a tagline.
I need to hang out with you guys more often.
We got it all day long. It's a free service, too. No, Amanda Riggins, we are just so proud to say that you're one of ours, truly. And you just, what a gift that you've been able to give the first responders community. So I know they're very blessed to have you as
Thank
well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Happy cooking.